Welcome to the Stronger, Fitter, Happier podcast. I'm Vin and I'm your host today. So what you're going to be listening to today is basically the first episode of Coach's Choice in 2019. Yeah, so Happy New Year, guys. So what I'm going to be talking about is New Year's resolutions, and particularly the New Year's resolutions that I set for myself and failed to achieve. So I say failed to achieve, but I actually went to achieve them in the last 60 weeks of the year. So what me and Nick today are chatting about in Coach's Choice is basically why I failed for like 11 months and then what made me succeed. So it's three major keys that I feel that anyone who wants to achieve their New Year's resolutions needs to kind of basically get down. So if you listen to this podcast, hopefully it will help you achieve the New Year's resolutions you have for your body, for your fitness, for your training, and for your health. So if you have set yourself some New Year's resolutions, please listen to this podcast and let us know your thoughts at the end of it. Enjoy, guys. All right, we are back. So welcome to the Stronger, Fitter, Happier podcast. And this is the first episode of Coach's Chat in 2019. We haven't done this for a very long time, and that is all to do with me, so it's my fault. But today it's me and Nikhil. We're back and we're going to be talking about some New Year's goals as it's January. So are you ready to get started, Nick?
Yeah, Happy New Year, everyone. Let's get started. I'm looking forward to this. It has been a very long time since we've done one of these.
So before we get back into it, just so people know who we are. So I'm Vin, a personal trainer and owner of Body and Beyond. And Nick, do you want to introduce yourself rather than me doing it for you?
Yeah. I'm Nick. I'm a personal trainer and coach at Body and Beyond.
Okay, perfect. So what we're going to be talking about today, Nikhil doesn't know, so he's just finding out as well. But it's basically about New Year's goals. So last year, I set myself some New Year's resolutions that I really, really struggled to get started on. So basically didn't achieve any of them until the last 8 weeks of the year. And that's when I actually made some action on them and actually achieved the goals I had set. So all year I'd been kind of like going up and down, up and down, up and down with the goals and just didn't make any progress. And the goal, which would be probably useful to share, is that I wanted to get rid of dad bod. So last 2017, I had a baby girl who kind of like took over our world, basically. And I kind of stopped going to the gym a little bit or started training less, eating a lot more takeaways. And by March, I'd put on like a lot of weight. And in January, I hadn't started in a good place anyway, so I wasn't very lean to begin with. And I said that I'd kind of get into the best shape of my life and lose some body fat and focus on gaining muscle. So first half of the year, I wanted to lose body fat and then focus on gaining muscle. But I didn't even lose any body fat. I actually put on weight from like January to March. And then about around April, I said, I'm going to get into shape. I'm going to lose this belly and lose some body fat. But didn't actually make any progress until it, till all the way till end of November. So that's when I actually started making really good progress. I basically wanted to share what happened last year, how I did it, how I got into shape at the end of the year, and what kind of got into like kind of what the things to avoid and what would help you achieve your goals based on what I kind of experienced last year.
Interesting.
So that's what today's episode is going to kind of be about.
Yeah.
Any questions, Nick?
No, but I was just going to say about you reaching your goals, because I remember like speaking to you and bumping into you at the gym whenever you were training throughout the year, and you're like, all right, finally, this is it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get back on it and start losing weight and stuff like that. And that kept on happening every so often, every time I saw you, maybe every few months in the gym when you were training. But then you finally buckled down, like you said, towards the end of, end of November or so. And you really finally did it. So
yeah, that's when I made the most progress and actually kind of made any decent like kind of achievements. And I was actually quite happy by the end of the year last year, which is only a few days ago, but in a good place in terms of like the way I looked and what I felt. How about
why did you keep stalling on it? So how come it was just like every few months you were like, yep, I'm gonna get on it and do it, and then you like found yourself back in square one again?
Do you know what it was? It's probably quite a few things. So number one was that I didn't have any accountability. As a personal trainer, obviously, I know what I'm doing. I know exactly how to lose weight, and we help people do it all the time. But I didn't have anyone to hold me accountable. So I didn't have anyone telling me, you know, this is what you got to do, or this is what you, and you know, if I ate something that shouldn't be, no one was there to kind of say, you know, this is, yeah. And it's not even that I always need someone else to hold me accountable, but there was no reason, no big motivator for me. Even though I said I want to get into shape kind of by the end of the year and I want to lose this like kind of dad bod and all that, there was no holidays coming up. There was no reason for me to do it. There was no big event. There was no special kind of thing. It was just like, oh, I could put it off, and it just kind of got put off. And there was always a reason to not do it. So there's someone's birthday, or like we were going to eat out, or I'll say like, I'm going to start tomorrow, or this is the last takeaway of that I'm going to have, or from tomorrow I will stop eating my biscuits. And it just kept rolling into the next month. And I think a lot of people do that in January. They have good motivation levels at the start, and then they'll be like, well, like, you know, New Year's Day, I'm a bit hungover, I'll eat today, and then I'll start on the second. And then, you know, work stuff gets involved, and then it gets pushed off. And then, you know, it's February, and it's just like, it's just a forever cycle.
And it's good to hear that these excuses, but the things that you're encountering are fairly normal, that a lot of people encounter. Sometimes people often think, oh, you're a personal trainer, so you must eat healthy, you must be doing this. But sometimes we face the same sort of hurdles as everyone else. So
yeah, definitely.
And probably hear for people that it's not always just like healthy this and healthy that for personal trainers.
Yeah, definitely. And I found as well that I actually managed to do quite well. When was Vishal's wedding? So just September. One of our friends. Yeah, so September. So basically, like, I think it was about 4 weeks leading up to Vishal's wedding where I actually started making really good progress. I think the wedding was a bit of a motivator as well. And I started to lose body fat. And then his wedding came along and I kind of just fell off the wagon at the wedding. So I started off eating pretty good and I was kind of making decent choices. And then it started to get worse by the end of it. And then when I came back, I just kind of didn't get back into the swing of it too like quickly. And then within like a couple of weeks, I'd undone all the progress I'd made already.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then I was back at square one and I was like, oh, now I need to really do something.
Okay. So what did you do then?
So basically at the end of the year, what I did was I saw one of my friends was advertising like a 6 week shred that he was doing. So he's a personal trainer. His name's Tom Morgan, and he is running, or I don't know how the logistics are, but there's three of them that have a online coaching group called Hybrid Coaching. Hopefully I've got it right. Plugging them and not getting their name right would be a bit embarrassing. But anyway, they were running the 6 week shred thing up until the end of, until the lead up to Christmas. So get in shape up until Christmas. And I thought, this is the time where I'm probably likely to gain the most amount of weight. And it's probably the time I need the most amount of motivation. And the whole thing of me writing my own training program throughout the whole year, obviously clearly wasn't working. And me trying to do nutrition on my own without anyone holding me accountable clearly wasn't working again. Yeah. And I'd kind of set a deadline. I'd said for my daughter's first birthday, which was quickly approaching, I said I'd get into shape and I'd be in shape. And there was about literally six weeks to her birthday. And when the program was about to start, I was like, do you know what? I'm getting involved. I'm going to do it. I like their training style. I like, you know, that it was a bit out of my comfort zone. Like they do like handstands and loads of bodyweight moves and it's stuff that's really cool. Yeah. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to get involved and I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad I did, because obviously the accountability, the action plan, having a good reason for why I wanted to do this really worked. And I'd say that's basically the whole point of this podcast, to give you those three kind of key points. I think the three biggest things that you can take away from this whole podcast and actually make success, like a success of your goals this year, is accountability. So basically having like some sort of accountability, something that's forcing you to take action.
Yeah.
Then an action plan. So something that's clear to follow that you can actually kind of take action on, and then having a strong reason why you're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to touch into and expand on what the accountability factors were for me, and what the action plan was, and the strong reason why, and why it's so important. But those are basically, if you want to stop listening now, those are the three things you need to implement. And if you know what they are, then go away and do them now. Like literally stop listening to this podcast, go away, implement those three things, and you'll be on to a winner. If you don't know what they are, or you want to learn a bit more, then carry on listening. Yeah.
Okay, so accountability. Who are you accountable to, and in what form were you accountable them to as well?
So the accountability factor came in from me was the biggest one was the deadline.
Okay.
I know myself, I'm someone who works under time constraints and works really well under pressure. And that's just who I am. I just need kind of like time crunches. I need that accountability from that point. So the whole deadline and the 6-week thing and all of that worked really well for me. And like my daughter's birthday was the end of it. And that was all perfect. So the deadline was really big for me.
Okay.
The other thing was public accountability. So I posted something on our Instagram page about getting into shape for my daughter's birthday or by the end of the year. And I hadn't achieved it. So I kind of felt like I needed to kind of put up a post or something at the end of the year to show that I've actually done it. I haven't actually posted the pictures because I didn't feel like I needed to. But yeah, that public accountability was really important to me as well. Because there was a few people who knew about the goal that I had. So I had to kind of deliver.
Exactly.
And then the last one was the coaches. So the guys that I was training with, you know, they were posting in the group. They were kind of like, they knew that you're trying to do it. You're taking photos. So they're going to see these photos. They see if you're training or not. So that accountability was really helpful.
Yeah.
So I'd say if you're looking for accountability, obviously everyone's different. But for me, it was the deadline, the public accountability, because people knew about my goals, and having someone to answer to. So those kind of three things really like helped me hold me accountable.
Yeah. And those are just three of many different ways of accountability as well.
What makes you feel accountable when you're trying to achieve something?
Mine is definitely the public accountability. When I know that people know that I'm trying to achieve something, I always think that, I know it's kind of a negative way of thinking of it, but you kind of want to show them that you can do it, for example.
Yeah.
Because you don't think, there he goes again, he's failed it again. Or, not that people will say that, but you just don't. Yeah, I don't know. I just have that sort of weird thought. So you kind of want to prove them that you can do it. So public accountability is a big one for me. And again, the time constraint as well.
Yeah.
Working towards a time scale is easy.
Yeah, that's definitely. Yeah, it's always a good one. And the whole thing that you mentioned about like kind of proving people wrong, that really motivates me as well. I mean, with this, it wasn't. But like when I have goals, I always kind of have like I almost make up an enemy or someone I'm trying to, not someone, but like something I'm working against. So like whether it's like business and I'm thinking like, oh, we're the underdogs or, you know, something like always have to have like some kind of like good versus evil kind of thing. And it helps, it pushes me. I almost make up a battle in my head that I'm fighting against something. Like when I'm training as well, I have to kind of, I don't know, with cardio it works well. So like when I'm running something or doing something, I kind of have like a make-believe opponent.
Yeah,
so if it makes
sense.
So I might say like, oh, I have to run at this speed because my opponent's running at this speed. I have to maintain the speed for 10 minutes kind of thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise I'll lose or so on.
Yeah,
and So I do things like that to motivate me as well. But yeah, with this, I didn't have to do that, obviously. But yeah, and then the next one was the action plan.
Action plan, yeah. So in terms of training and nutrition, you both had an action plan, right?
Yeah, so the training program, obviously, they gave you to follow. So every day or whenever, it was 5-day a week program, so you had something to follow. It wasn't like you just go into the gym and you're winging it. And now before I wasn't winging it either. I wrote my own program. The only problem with writing my own program, being a personal trainer, is you second guess it. So you always change things. You're frequently changing things. Yeah. You know a lot. And too much knowledge is almost like a burden when you're working.
Exactly.
When you're working on yourself, because you kind of, you basically, it's too much input.
You think about stuff that's probably not too important.
Yeah, and you kind of just need someone to tell you what to do sometimes. And I think that works the same way when you don't know what to do as well. Yeah. Like you feel overwhelmed, so then you don't do anything. And I think having someone tell you what to do, so an action plan, works really well. And obviously with nutrition, it's the same thing. I know what to do. I can write my own plan. I can do it. That's fine. But having that, you know, these are the calories you need to eat. This is what I want you to do in nutrition. And just not having that kind of thinking involved.
Exactly.
So the action plan just cuts out that decision fatigue a lot of people face when they're trying to think of. So it's like something we implemented with our home, like kind of nothing to do with getting into shape, but just to make it easier with our food shopping and our home lifestyle is when my daughter started weaning onto foods, we basically designed like a week meal plan for her. So what happened was we knew exactly what she was going to eat for lunch, dinner, breakfast, whatever it is on each given day.
And that just and makes now what we, things yeah. easier as well.
And just buying food for her, everything like that. It just took out the decision of like thinking, what are we going to make for her today? Well, and then what we've done recently is just add in our meals as well. So it works in sync. So it's like, we know exactly what we're going to eat for tonight, next week, blah, blah, blah. It's just very easy. There's no kind of thought process. So on the day, you're not like, oh, what am I going to cook for dinner today? You just know because it's written down and it's done. And this is the same thing. Like, what am I going to eat today? You could do it with nutrition, or what am I going to do when I go to the gym tonight? Like, you just go in the gym. You know, the first exercise is this. And exactly. It takes away that. It's what a lot of successful business owners and stuff do with like things like clothes. Or you might have heard the story of like Steve Jobs wearing the same thing every single day because
if it works, why break it?
It was like him waking up in the morning that he doesn't need to lose that energy on, you know, thinking about what he's going to wear. He just gets up, puts a shirt on and goes, and it makes life very easy.
Jeans. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I like having uniforms with like what we do at work. Cause you don't have to worry about what to wear. You just come in, the colors are set, and you wear your Bonnie and Beyond t-shirt. It's done. There's no worrying about like, oh, I need to buy clothes. I need to do this.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's what the kind of...
Going back to action plans as well. Everything that you said, I completely agree with as well, but having action plans that aren't too overcomplicated as well. Are easier to stick to, I believe, I find, and something that fits around your lifestyle as well. So obviously you've gone out and seeked a training program with coaches that will kind of fit around your lifestyle, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, so
it was something that was super like demanding of you. They weren't asking for you to be in the gym like twice a day, six times a week. That's sort of like crazy.
Yeah, but that's based on being a good coach and a good trainer. So I already knew you guys. I've known them for a while. So I know they do good work. So there wasn't any hesitation on that part. So if you're looking for a personal trainer or something, just make sure it's a company that you know of, that you trust, you like, they've shown experience, they deliver results, and you know, and you go with someone that is going to help your lifestyle and fits with, like Nick said, like fits your lifestyle and works with you, and you know it's going to work for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it also stuff like having an action plan cuts out excuses. So like you're always going to make up reasons for why you can't do something when you don't have something to follow. But when you have something to follow, it cuts out a lot of the excuses that you make for yourself. Like, oh, you know, I don't know what to do in the gym today, or I'm not sure what I need to eat. When someone tells you what to do, there's no two ways about it. You just follow it. And if you don't follow it, at the end of the day, it's either that you couldn't follow it because it wasn't right for you, the plan, or it's that you just didn't follow it and it's your fault.
Yeah. And then that's where the accountability comes back into it. So it's kind of going back onto accountability. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the biggest driving factor that was there most of the year, to be honest, but is something I just didn't execute on because I didn't have the accountability in the action plan, but the strong why for the reason why I'm doing this. So I know my daughter's not going to care. She's 1 year old. She doesn't care about how I look. And, you know, like me and my partner are in a strong relationship. When things happen where you gain weight and stuff like that, it doesn't necessarily have like a huge impact on your relationship either, because I still love you for who you are. But obviously that whole me saying I'm going to get into shape by her birthday was a really important thing to me. It was nothing to do with obviously her or my partner or anything like that or other people. It's just something I said I was going to do, and it was something that was important to me to do. So it was basically me saying so I'm going to do something, and the whole why and why it was such a strong why was to me was because if I say that I'm going to do something as a dad and as a man, I need to deliver. I can't just be a talker. So that's what the strong why was. It was nothing to do with her or her birthday. It's just that I said I would do it, so I wanted to deliver. And
exactly.
I think honoring your word is something that's really important to me. When you say you're going to do something, just do it. Don't be one of those people who, you know, there's going to be situations where you can't always deliver, but if you promise something, just deliver on it. And don't make promises you can't keep. And it's her first birthday, and you know, the whole sentiment of like, how I'm going to say I'm going to do something and then not deliver on it. So
for the rest of her.
Exactly. I said before I had a daughter, I'm going to be a dad who's in shape, and not because of like superficial reasons, literally because I want to be an example. And I want to be an example to my daughter in terms of like someone who's actually happy with the way they look and what that looks like. So it's nothing to do with someone who looks good. It's more to do with someone who's confident, and that's a good role model. So it's like, how do you show a child how to be like kind of good, feel good about their body and be body positive? It's that you as parents need to kind of be body positive. Yeah. And that doesn't mean that you have to be lean. That's not what I'm trying to say. It just means that you have to have some level of confidence about you or about your body or something where you kind of like lead by example. And that might not necessarily mean looking a certain way. Like I said, it could be just nourishing your body with food. It could be training. It could be whatever, mentally being positive, all of these things. So it doesn't have to be looking good, but that's what I wanted to do. And by me saying, oh, no dad bod, I know what would go with it. So when I'm confident about my body, I tend to eat better. And I tend not to have negative associations with eating badly. So if I do have a bit of junk food, it's not in a way that I feel guilty and I feel shit and now I need to diet and I don't want my daughter to see that side of things. Or when I'm weighing myself, I feel negative towards the weight scale. I want to just step on the scale and not mean anything. Like it's just me. It's just telling me what I weigh. That's it. There's no emotion.
That's really interesting. Cause, I think the same thing, I go through the same thing as well. When I'm like a little bit out of shape, I have all of those sort of like negative things. But when I am in shape, I don't feel so bad about eating a junk food meal, stepping on the scale and things like that. So
it's because really it goes hand in hand. And I feel like, is something that I want to show to my daughter as an example of like, this is how you live kind of thing, just so she knows what, so she starts to feel body confident and, you know, follows in those kind of examples. And I know the pressures that women have, and I just want to be like a good role model to her in terms of like, women have a lot of pressures in terms of looking a certain way and like feeling a certain way. And it's just so hard for them. And, and I just feel like we kind of like, I can do my part as a man and as a dad to counteract some of the pressures you might have from society. And so those strong reasons were really motivating from the start. It's just I didn't have the other two, the accountability and the action. And I find a lot of people with New Year's resolutions have that at the start. So they're like, oh, I'm definitely going to get into shape. This is my year. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the new me and, you know, the better body and all this stuff. But what they forget is, and they have a really good motivation, like a reason for why they're doing it. But what they don't have is like the action plan and the accountability. And they also talk about themselves as if when the new year ticks, they're a new person. But what you need to remember is you're not a new person. You're the same person you were on the 31st of December the year before. You're the exact same person. You don't need to change as a person. You simply need to change your behaviors and your action. Yeah. And you simply need to change the way you are kind of behaving and the things that you're doing rather than you as a person. It's not an attack on you. You're not broken. Maybe what you're doing is broken. And when you look at it like that, I think a lot of people it gives them permission to kind of feel happy about who they are as well and not feel like they're a failure, because you're not a failure if you struggle to kind of lose weight or stick to a nutrition plan. What the hell does that mean? Like, those are two minor things in life that dictate people feel like they're a success or not. And it's not something that should even come into your head. It's literally whether your ability to basically stop yourself from eating stuff that is really, really tasty. That's all it is. And it's just finding the right plan for you and going from there.
I completely agree.
I mean,
your whole life doesn't have to be a diet, basically.
Yeah. And to be honest, that's there's not really much more I have to add to it. Like, I honestly feel if you stick to those three things that we've talked about in this podcast and like go from there, is just what you can, like, it can literally just those three things, keeping it simple, and you'll be able to achieve the goals you have for yourself and become stronger, fitter, and happier.
Yeah. So accountability, an action plan, and find your reason why.
Yeah.
And really think about why as well. Dig deep. We always say to the people that we coach as well, we ask them that question around about 5 times, I believe. Some people have asked, like, why do you want to do this?
So
really dig deep on that one. But
I say this to everyone about like the whys, like regardless of what it is. So if someone comes to me and say they want to lose weight, I'm like, yeah, that's great. But why do you want to lose weight? They're like, yeah, because I want to feel good. But why do you want to feel good? And I just literally keep digging until they like come out with their most deepest emotional reason for why they want to feel good. And that's usually nothing to do. And then it's usually a lot more motivating than I want to lose weight. And it's something that helps them take action. And I do it with everything. Like, I tell people, when someone recently told me they want to buy a new car, I was like, why do you want to buy a new car? And it ended up with, they were like, oh, I just want a new car. But it ended up anyway, it was because I wanted to impress other people. And I was like, well, then you should save your money because you're not going to impress other people. And it works even in that situation. I do it every time before I buy anything expensive. I literally ask myself, any superficial reason that comes into it, I literally don't buy it, and I will avoid getting it.
That's funny. Yeah, that's a really good way of doing everything, basically.
Yeah, literally. Anyway, so I mean, we've pretty much had what we had to say today. So I think we'll end things there, unless there's anything you'd like to add, Nick.
No, that was great. Really good way to start the new year, actually, with those three things. I've got nothing to add.
All right, perfect. So what we're going to be doing from now on, guys, is I know last year we were a bit inconsistent with the podcast, but we're going to be doing it every single week. So please give us some feedback on this episode. So you can give us feedback at, I can't remember the podcast email. I'll have to look it up. But for now, just email me at vin@bodybeyond.co.uk or nikhil@bodybeyond.co.uk with your feedback. And please leave us a review on whatever you're listening to this on. So we would love to hear from you. And if you have any questions for us, that will hopefully do like a Q&A thing at the end of the podcast. So if you have any questions, send them in and we will get them answered for you. But other than that, guys, go on, Nick.
Questions, or I was going to say any topics as well that you guys want to hear about as well.
Good show. All right.
Perfect. See you later, guys.
Take care. And we'll see you on the next episode. Or you'll hear us on the next episode, I should say.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye.